Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello, ladies. Welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. It's great to have you with us today. My name is Emma, and I'm here again with Rosemary.
Yes, it's great to be here.
It is. It is wonderful. Now, this week, we are talking about the goodness of God and how God is good. And you shared this week on your Heartbeat video just how wonderfully good God is to us and how it is who he is, it's what he does, and it's just him. He is good.
Yes, that word, you know, there's more words that come to my mind, but when I think of God, God is good. There's just goodness in him, and he desires that for us, his children.
And in talking about him as, or us being his children, you did share about how God gives this goodness to us, his sons and daughters, because he can't help but give us his goodness, that he pours down his love upon us because we are his daughters. We are his heirs.
Yes. The thing that comes back to, though, is we need to accept that heirship, that being a daughter, because he doesn't force himself upon us, because out of love he gives us free will. And so he draws us, he calls us, he desires, he wants to love us, but he allows us the free will to say yes or no.
You also talked about how with God he is the perfect family. But it can be hard to talk about family because none of us come from perfect families if we all think about our families. But yet we have this perfect father, this God who is so good, and he loves us as a perfect father.
Yes, and that is the difficult perceptions of things, because we often think, how can I call God my father when my father on earth is terrible? You know, maybe I do come from a very disunified family that, you know, well, they're not perfect. We don't love perfectly. But that's where the scripture of, but even imperfect parents want to give to their children. So how much more does a perfect God, the Father, want to give to his children?
Yeah, you shared that. That was Luke chapter 11, where it talks about if your child asks for a fish, give them something else. Yeah, no. And if they ask for an egg, will you give them, you know, what was the thing? Not an egg? I don't know. But would you give them something else? Like us who are parents naturally, we want to give our children what they ask for, you know, as much as it's good for them. So if we want that for them, then how much would God want to give us what we ask for?
That's right. And his giving is to perfection. It is exactly what we need. You know, sometimes we might not think it's what we desire, but he knows he's giving us for our goodness. And often reflecting back, you go, oh, thank goodness God didn't give me what I prayed for. I really needed this other thing.
You talk about that God's goodness is a bit like a flowchart. So I want to talk about the flowchart a bit more. And you described how you dislike when you ring up different companies and you get a phone, you know, a phone recording that says, press 1 to go here or press 2 to go here, and you get, you know, sent through to different places, and that can be frustrating because you don't necessarily always get what you want or you have to re-explain yourself. But you're saying God in his flowchart is very different to that, because wherever you go with God, there is only goodness. So do you want to explain a bit more about what that flowchart means, what you're thinking?
Like if, say, for example, I'm asking God something and it's yes, well, it flows on that then God gives me what I'm really desiring and I get it. But if he says no, it doesn't like go no and it's and it's negative. It's actually the next step is the next step of following what God's goodness is going to give me. It's like everything flows eventually to this one bottom thing, which is God is good, and what he gives us is good, and it's for our goodness, it's for our benefit. It's going to make us better, make life better, make his kingdom come, everything better.
Yeah, okay. So I think I understand it a bit more now. So with God, you can't help but get goodness. But that doesn't mean that when you ask for something, it's necessarily going to be, well, you just get it, because like you're saying, it might not actually be good for us. But wherever God leads us in our lives, wherever he leads us to,
it ends up being
good. Only can be goodness, because yes. God is good.
Yes.
Like we can't help but have goodness from God.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. From that, it also, like, something that I think we need to, well, that comes to mind for me, is that we have such a giving, generous God. So he wants to give us goodness. And what we need to do is then ask him. As that scripture we were saying before, people who ask their parents for something, they want to give them something. If we keep asking God, God in his goodness will give to us if we rely on him and trust in him. Now, it might not be the exact thing that we wanted, but if we keep going back to him and ask him, he can't help but give us his goodness.
Yes, and like a simple example, I remember very distinctly when I left school, high school at the time, you had to put in your preferences to courses. And you had to go from 1 to 6 and put down what you wanted. But if you didn't get any of those 6, you had to then try and reapply or go another way, route. But it wasn't like, I miss out on one, I'll definitely get another or whatever. It was like you had to try and know what your academic ability would be to get into those 6 courses. Now, I got into my 6th one, 6th choice. And I was so disappointed. I'm thinking, I worked so hard and I didn't get into any of the others I really wanted to. But looking back now, the 6th choice was the best choice for me. It has done so much in my life. I have benefited from it. I've been able to be a working mum and still bringing up children. It has just been ideal. And looking back, I go, God, you were good to give me my 6th choice. You were good out of it.
Which leads perfectly into the scripture that you shared, which was Romans 8:28. All things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. But with that comes back to, as we were talking earlier, those of us who love God. So therefore we need to have accepted him
as our God and Savior.
Yeah.
As our Lord, as our Father. And so it comes back to our free will of choice. Now you can go, but I've never had the ability, or I've never, but somewhere in our life, God shows himself to us, reveals himself, and not just once. He is revealing himself all the time. And so my prayer for people listening right now, if you think, but I really don't know my God, my Father, who's good, then sit down and ask him to reveal himself to you, because he will. He loves you so much. He will. And it's never, ever too late. He's always calling us and drawing us to himself.
It's really about coming back to that trust in him as well, relying on him that no matter where he leads us in our lives, it will be for good.
But we don't have a perfect trust.
No.
And the blessing is, again, examples in scripture, in the Bible, where, you know, it's like, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief, because there's unbelief in me. There's unsurety. There's distrust sometimes. And this prayer came from a father who was asking the disciples of Jesus to heal his son, and it didn't work. So he went to Jesus himself and said, you know, help my unbelief, Lord. And Jesus said, because of that faith, it's a faith statement. Like, I believe, but I also have disbelief within me. Jesus said, well, that's all I need. Just, are you going to give me a go? And Jesus came and healed his son. So, you know, if we're not sure, then you say, oh God, I don't know if you're real. I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know, but I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to see if God is good.
Hmm.
And he can't help but show you that he is, that, you know, that's himself. It is who he is.
Mm-hmm. In Psalm 100 verse 5, you shared this week, "For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations." And if there's, you know, any encouragement, well, if you need encouragement, that's it right there, isn't it? That God is good and his love endures forever. And what I like, it's his steadfastness. He's consistent. He's the same.
He doesn't change.
No.
No.
Hmm.
And it's to all generations. Hmm. So you could say, oh, I'm too old, I'm too young. No, no, no. All generations.
Hmm. Okay, so I think our weekly challenge for this week.
I think our weekly challenge should be asking God to grace you with more trust, with more belief that he is a good God.
Hmm.
That if you have not seen the goodness of God, that he reveals this goodness in little ways, in big ways, however way God wants to reveal more of himself to you. And then we can only acknowledge that and say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed our chat this week. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to comment, you can comment on our website for this, and we would love to hear from you. We'd also love to pray for you. So if you want to write to us, then we would love to pray for you. Well, we look forward to chatting with you all next week, and we pray that you have a blessed week.
Bye. We do. Hope you're blessed.